WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
There's a new home video on the market aimed at teenage girls that has sold over 22,000 copies since its release less than a month ago. Granted, critic Ken Ducker is not in the target audience, but he has some thoughts about this new video phenomenon.
I think of myself as a pretty with-it guy. I think I have some idea what's cool with the kids these days. I know what's hip, what's deaf, what's ginormous, but holy cow, I was thrown for a loop by Teen Steam starring Alyssa Milano. Never heard of Alyssa Milano? Neither had I. She's apparently the co-star of Who's the Boss, a sitcom starring Tony Danza. This explains why she's an unknown quantity in my case, at least, since I have taken a solemn oath never to see anything with Tony Danza in it. But Teen Steam is being touted as the next big thing in exercise videos, the adolescent equivalent of the Jane Fonda tapes, with big advance orders and a major publicity campaign. The tape is structured as a kind of video diary. Alyssa sits in her bedroom and talks directly to the audience about what a rough day she's having. Then she invites some female pals over to have a combination therapy and workout session.
So mad.
I know what you mean.
Yeah?
Well, I'm grounded just for bringing home 1D. Gosh, if it's always criminal of the month or something.
No. Well, the way I like to work out the stress is to work out and to dance. With a little help of my friends, you and I are going to do both. Not all at once, though. First, we're going to start with the warm-up. Warm-ups are probably the most important part of any workout because it gets your body prepared for all the good stuff. It increases your flexibility, it improves your posture, and it gets your body all lined up the right way. So, let's begin with some deep breaths. Okay, we're gonna bring it
now,
in.
I have nothing against exercise, but here it's used as a metaphor for dealing with your problems. Sit-ups and knee bends become a substitute for thought, for cerebral exercise. On the basis of this tape, it's impossible to understand why Alyssa Milano has become a TV star other than her exemplary ordinariness. She is, I suppose, an idealized version of a young person. Nonetheless, there's a little folder tucked inside the video cover that offers Teen Steam t-shirts, an Alyssa poster, and an Alyssa record. The video itself climaxes with the star wiggling through a rock video that's a well-executed ripoff of all of Janet Jackson's videos. Teen Steam is one of those items whose value varies depending on who's looking at it. For teenagers roughly the same age as Alyssa Milano, who is 15, I suppose it can be taken more or less straightforwardly, a video version of Sassy or 17 Magazine. Adults caught staring at Teen Steam, however, can't help feeling faintly unclean. Other new video cassette releases include With Nail and I, an impressively eccentric movie about two unemployed young actors busy being poor and miserable in 60s London. One of them has an uncle who invites the boys out to the country for the weekend, and they think it'll be a lark. The movie is basically just a variation on the City Boys in the Country comedy, but it's got a sour, oddball edge that's all its own. Rent it when you're in the mood for something different and you'll probably chuckle a lot. There's also Rambo 3, in which Sylvester Stallone applies his muscles and his monosyllables to a tribute to the Afghanistan rebels. The only person in the movie doing any real acting is Richard Crenna, and as such, he's totally irrelevant to Stallone's crude rabble-rousing. Watch it while bearing in mind that compared to the other Rambo movies, this tripe was a box office disappointment.
Ken Ducker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.